Thanks for downloading the Wall Street Update from World Business Report at the BBC World Service on Monday, the 11th of August. I'm Rob Young. Now, it's being reported that the online retailer Amazon has halted pre-orders of some Disney movies in what appears to be a spat with the publishers of the films. Now, some of the titles in question are Captain America and Maleficent, starring Angelina Jolie. It's not just Disney which is in disagreement with Amazon. The BBC's Samira Hussain in New York has been telling me more.
If you go on to Amazon and you try to pre-order some Disney DVDs and Blu-ray titles, like Captain America, for example, you won't be able to do so. However, you will be able to watch it on Amazon Prime, Amazon's streaming service, when it becomes available, sort of indicating that you can watch it using Amazon's features, but you can't actually purchase the DVD.
This isn't the first time that Amazon has been in a spat with the publisher, is it? It's also in dispute with Hachette as well.
You know, in general, it's not really in a company's best interest to have such a public dispute with distributors. But the issue, of course, is with regards to e-books and how much Amazon wants to charge people for Hachette books. Hachette says, well, we can't blanket say that all e-books should only be $9.99. Whereas Amazon says e-books should absolutely be less expensive than actual physical books. And so the two have been in a bitter four-month dispute. And just over the weekend here in the United States, the New York Times had an advert that was taken out by some 900 authors trying to get readers to apply pressure on Amazon. And by putting Jeff Bezos, the head of Amazon, his email address in the advert to say email him and tell him how important it is, whether it be an e-book or a regular hard book, it should not be priced any differently.
So his email inbox may be a little full on Monday then, one suspects. There's also this story about BuzzFeed. This is the online website which is full of lists, isn't it? Valued at $850 million, which seems to surprise some people, suggesting it's perhaps quite a high valuation.
It is. It's certainly been able to make a name for itself in these kinds of list realm. But with this new $50 million injection that's coming from a Silicon Valley venture capitalist, it wants to create more content, and it's also going to develop more videos. If you look at who is actually putting the money into BuzzFeed, Mr. Horowitz has backed the likes of Facebook and Twitter, Pinterest, Lyft, Airbnb. You know, so they're all part of this new tech wave. And what they're banking on here is that BuzzFeed is something of a new commodity that's going to be able to bridge that gap between technology and content.
That was the BBC's Samira Hussain in New York. Just before we go, a quick look at the financial markets on Wall Street. The Dow was pretty much flat, closing at 16,569. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 1% at 66.32.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/bbcworldbiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/bbcbusiness.